The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
Got a message from Kelly. Oh, sure, make me cry.
That song does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me tell you what'll make you cry. My first full-time gig overnight, KMON in Great Falls, midnight to 6, the all-night trucker show. I heard that damn thing 3 times a night. Makes me cry, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what makes me cry? Brake cleaner in my eye. That makes me cry. Damn it.
That's not where it goes.
I was working on a generator, and I didn't have my glasses on, and I was trying to... I had to pull the needle seat out of the carburetor and everything, so I pulled it out and I was going to clean the orifice out, and I sprayed. Only I had the hole pointing towards me more than the up into the carburetor, and I said, well, that's fun. Nothing like brake cleaner right in the old eyeball there. Uh-huh. That's why they always say, wear safety glasses.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing. Yeah,
no matter what, wear safety glasses. I never do. And I'm surprised over my lifetime I can even see with all the stuff I've put in my eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we went on, we were just talking about it. Because Paul comes to town every Saturday night.
I try to make it a point, you know, to get a break.
Right. And I had company this weekend. I had my great niece and her friend, both 18, and my daughter, 16. And I always let my daughter pick when we're going to go out to dinner. And the friend from Great Falls says, you know, I've never eaten at a Texas Roadhouse. And I looked at her and she says, what? I said, well, 6:30 on a Saturday night is not the best time to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but we'll go see. We'll go see if we can get in. Driving through the Heights, you couldn't park at the Play Inn. You couldn't park at McKenzie River. You couldn't park at the Vig. You couldn't park at Applebee's. Now, part of that, I'm sure people were parking and going over to Brian Adams because the doors open for that about 6:30. Driving into town, was going to go. We settled on Red Robin. Couldn't get into Red Robin. People waiting there. So we drove over. Roadhouse was busy. And the girl said, hey, what about Fuddruckers? Let's go to Fuddruckers. Got in there. Wasn't busy. Mm-hmm. Same old, good stuff. But it was, you know, so... the point you made some time back about, you know, Metro claims how much money they bring to town with shows.
Yeah.
You know what brings people to town and out to dinner? Warmer weather.
That's right.
Look at the difference between this Saturday night and the previous Saturday night.
This Saturday night would have been packed all over, regardless of what was going on in Metro.
True.
No doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've always said, it's don't buy that BS. It's opposite. It's exactly the opposite. People coming, Billings being a commerce town, a commerce area, is the reason why Metro Park does as well as it does.
That's why we don't have a Metro Park in Grass Range.
That's right. It's not because Metro Park is responsible for $100 million extra. No, it's our commerce is responsible for all of Metro's revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the opposite. Never let them buffalo you with that bull crap. Well, when people come to town, though, when there's a concert, then they stop at Walmart. They stop at Walmart anyway because they got a grocery budget.
They go to Walmart the same number of times a year.
Exactly.
They might just change their timing on what day they go because it's a concert.
Exactly. The only way that they can take, that they could take credit for any revenue is if people that go to the concerts decide to stay in a hotel that night. They get credit for that,
right?
Which is very, very few. Or if after the concert they stop at Walmart to pick up groceries on their way back to Grass Range.
Mm-hmm.
And their normal grocery budget is $150. But since they went to the concert, this time they're going to spend $175. Then they get the extra $25. They don't get credit for the regular food budget that's spent anyway when they come to town.
Right.
That is just poor economic... That's economic slander is what it is. But yeah, they places were full. People were ready to... I know I enjoyed the weather.
Well, and then...
Saturday morning was beautiful.
Oh, geez.
Just beautiful.
Well, and more so for you because you're out working in it.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
To have it 50 or 60 degrees warmer, I bet it is kind of nice.
Yeah. The Saturday before was 44 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday when I went out, I was doing some packing and stuff in the morning anyway, so I went out a little later. I didn't go out till like 8:30. And hell, it was already 34 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's damn near 80 degrees warmer than it was last Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know what? This coming Saturday, it's going to be 125 degrees warmer, Mark, than it was for us last Saturday.
I am aware. on the way to dinner with the three girls Saturday, because they don't watch the long-term forecast. And I was worried about the ones coming down from Great Falls to start with, mm-hmm. because the road wasn't, you know, wasn't really great
right.
towards the end of the last week. But they said it was clear coming down. And I said, but you'll have good roads. I think we're going to be low 40s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think Saturday it's going to be 84. And they looked at me and said, well, for me, because I'll be in Mexico. Oh, you suck.
Yep. Brutally cold weather reaches deep into the lower United States. Several states under advisories, wind chills, very cold. And folks, you got to remember too, yeah, we get colder and stuff, but it is cold for those down there. Arkansas, Mississippi, some places like that, it could get 10, 15 below zero down there.
Yeah, and magnify that with their humidity.
And magnify that times how many trailer houses are down there.
Yeah.
Their pipes are going to burst, all that kind of stuff. So,
got a little gal we hired here last year. She's bragging about the tiny house she lives in and how she's kicking our butts in taxes and rent and everything else.
Yeah, Mark.
Guess what froze?
Yeah. Guess where she's not living anymore.
Oh, by the way, tiny house for sale.
Yeah. Our house... It's a very, 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 is it small house?
Fine house.
Fine house, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was able to regroup a little bit over the weekend and get some stuff caught up, get prepared for the next. So, God, the weather while we're gone is going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's when we get back, it's going to, it, a couple days before we get back, it's going to be in the 50s. Perfect.
Yeah.
I told John, I said, man, you'll be able to, that couch time isn't going to be affected a whole lot. You know, by having to do this feeding and stuff, so. But it sure was nice to wake up and have 30s and 40s again. Wow, it's just... Hopefully we don't get any more of that.
Nobody needs 35 below for anything.
No.
Been watching a little bit on Saturdays, Yellowstone Wardens, where they film game wardens in different sectors of Montana. And you and I know a couple of the guys that were on there because they filmed it a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how big drinking and boating had become. And by the way, it's illegal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. If you're the driver, you can't.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, if you're a passenger, can you?
If you're a passenger, you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to be messing around with that.
Well, and it's funny when they get these suspects and their faces are blurred. So, first of all, that's how you know they're guilty.
You know, and why do they do that?
Because you have to have people's permission to use their likeness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so the guy's face is blurred, short answers. Let me give you a little tip when you get pulled over for something, whether it's a traffic violation or something from a game warden. They're all just like lawyers. They already know the answers to all the questions they're asking you.
Yeah. They've already heard every excuse, seen every... They all have. Yep, they all have. Oh, really? I didn't think this was private land.
Boy, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if you got permission, you know where the private land is.
Oh, this, I thought my tag was this district. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hear all of them.
One way or another, grizzly bears are expected to begin fully returning to the Bitterroot ecosystem within the next decade. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it's once again evaluating restoration options for grizzly bear populations in the Bitterroot 31 years after the area was identified as a recovery zone. Is there some place on Fish, Wildlife, and Parks websites where you can go and see how many bears they've transferred and what time and what size bear and
They're
all this stuff?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Well, bears just showed up in Fort Benton, and damnedest thing I ever saw.
I know. Where was that one by Winnet up there? Moe East or someplace? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bear and her cubs. And I don't know, for those of you that live north of town, I don't know if you know how a bear gets to have cubs, but you need another bear to do that.
That's right.
So you just can't have a female bear over there having cubs without having another bear there. If it does happen, then that bear had to have come from someplace where there was
a boy bear,
not a scary bear, not a hairy bear, but a horny bear. That's right. I'm just a horny bear. And that bear got the female bear, and that's how they had cubs. So give me that. But, yep, they're going to be all over. They're smart. They hibernate in this kind of weather. You know, one thing we learned about this weather, we learned a lot about our electrical grid.
Yeah, and are we just going to forget that? We're not going to talk to our politicians about that? They're out there trying to kill coal.
Mm-hmm.
We are not prepared.
No. You know what, folks? I kind of keep an eye on some of this stuff a little bit. I think tendencies in America and trends are starting to turn a little bit. If you hold your finger up in the wind, they're starting to turn a little bit. And all it takes is something like this big storm to show you we are not ready.
No.
And we were way wrong. And you can look at a lot of things here recently that have happened. Number one, states are stripping local officials' power to try to block green energy projects. Five states are requiring utilities to be 100% all carbon free by 2040. Five states. These are very, very liberal nut job states. Five states. 2040. That's not that far, folks. That's 16 years. In 16 years from right now, states are mandating that all the electricity that all of their citizens, businesses, and communities use all has to be green energy, solar or wind. I don't know what the hell they're going to use at night.
I don't either.
These places are going to be dark at night. You know, in the nighttime, the wind generally goes down at night as well.
True.
Calms down at night all the time. These people, you without power when it's 30 below, you're going to change your mind in a hurry. The Biden's administration target was 2035. That's 11 years from now. Everything green. Everything. What? Look, I'm a fan of solar. I got solar wells all over my place. They work great. But they don't pump any water at night. I hate the wind turbines. We found out what they do when it's cold. But folks, people were realizing, hey, wait a minute. Someday we might have different sources of energy, but we just, in America, for capitalism on our industrial side, we just are not ready yet for that.
Mm-mm.
And you're shoving it down our throat. And see, I think here's the thing. People are starting to turn on this kind of stuff now because they're realizing we're not ready and the bad effects. I'll give you another. There's all kinds of examples out there. I'm seeing it a lot on this green energy thing. Now, of course, all these young skulls full of mush because they've been just such brainwashed from fourth grade through their 4 years of college on this. That's where the enthusiasm lies. These people from 6 years old to 25 and then all the other 1960 hippies out there that were tiptoeing in the tulips, they're all kind of, you have to look at the real world,
right,
to know that we can't do it yet. But I think that the sentiment towards all this stuff is shifting for green energy within 11 years. That's going to be impossible. Here's another one shifting. And we learned this recently, the electric car. Sentiments are changing on the electric cars in America. Story after story after story over the weekend about what a disaster and nightmare electric cars are.
Mm-hmm.
They can't function in cold weather. The charging stations weren't working properly. The batteries were freezing up. People were having to charge three or four times a day just to get their cars to move and go someplace. We're not quite ready yet. We don't have the technology. Hydrogen's going to be big down the road for automobiles, stuff like that, but we're not there yet. And once again, these liberals mandated all that, forced it down your throat. And they're not doing what they promised to do. They're not holding up. Ford and places like that, they lost billions. Ford announced over the weekend they're cutting back production of their electric F-150. It's just not doing what was promised.
Good.
And these environmental whack jobs don't care. But that's another one.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Mm-hmm. The trend is turning. I'll tell you something else where I believe it's turning a little bit. They had a huge rally, and you may not have seen this, huge pro-life rally in Washington, D.C., and the weather was awful. Snowing and blizzards, and they had tens of thousands of people walk along the Washington Mall, all celebrating life. And when they overturned Roe Wade and gave that ability to the states to make their own decisions, that was the right decision. To return the power to the states. That's how America was built. Individual power, state power over federal government. Anyway, they had a huge rally there. But here's the thing. And somebody, even this was, I believe, on CBS, liberal station. But people now, the trend is starting to turn a little bit because of technology. Better ultrasounds, better imaging, better medical science that keeps young babies alive. Unlike it was back in the 60s and 70s, you couldn't see eyelashes and fingernails and toes and heartbeats in babies that were 15 weeks. You just couldn't. And now you can. And these people were seeing these images. They're actually seeing a human, a life, and it's And even CBS, folks, it was not me. CBS did this story, and people are now trending and moving more towards life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing these little things. You see it with green energy. You see it with the electric cars. You see it now with this life thing. The people are starting and trending the other direction now. Hey, look. You want another one? I'll give you another one. What do you think people's confidence level is now in the government mandating vaccines versus what it was when COVID came out and they scared the living crap out of every human being about it, forced your way into it, fired people, did all kinds? What do you think the sentiment of America is now towards the government mandating that you just get this shot, and in 75 years, we'll tell you what the effects will be?
Yeah.
That's changed. So that's also trended a different direction. Everything changes. There's cycles for everything. And I think some of these are starting now to move the other direction. Big government and high taxes and stuff. People have just finally had it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trending the other way. Big government and socialism equals poverty, folks. That's all that matters. It equals poverty.
And for the first time in our life, we've seen
the reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guy that's running again, we already know how he operates, mm-hmm. which is going to be a big help for him. That's right. City of Billings has electric buses coming next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only reason, it's not because they're perfectly suitable for Billings, Montana in the wintertime.
Not so much.
That's not the reason. Government. Government holds them hostage. They hold them hostage. You want this, you want that, then you have to do this. Big government, way too powerful. And folks, it's trending the other way. Here you go. Biden administration approved $623 million for vehicle charging stations in 22 states in Puerto Rico. They want to build another 7,500 EV charging ports. $7.5 billion in that infrastructure thing to build a network of 500,000 publicly available chargers within the next 6 years.
Good Lord.
And those are going to take power. You know, is that go for? Let's do a simple math for those of you that went to school years ago and aren't having proficiency levels in math now. Is that going to take more kilowatts or less kilowatts?
A whole bunch more.
Yes, it is. And if all of that has to be green energy, here's another thing, folks. When people get their cars home at night, night is the biggest time for energy use anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then add all these mandated electric vehicles to the grid at night because mm-hmm. everybody that goes home is going to plug their car in. It's like a flashlight. It's like your cell phone. Everybody charges their phone at night
right.
on the cell phone. It's going to be the same thing with electric cars.
Oh, and keep in mind, you have to pay to get the proper thing to plug into installed in your garage.
There you go.
You can't just plug it into the wall like
nope.
a clock.
And all that's got to become from green energy and by 2035. Wind or solar? Well, solar's no good at night.
Mm-mm.
For those of you north of town, solar does not work at night.
And you can't store solar, which has always been the biggest problem from it evolving.
And wind goes down at night. I mean, this is just a... This is the Titanic on its maiden voyage, no doubt about it, until we get someplace different, including Puerto Rico. How many electric cars do they have in Puerto Rico? Mark and I have been to Puerto Rico.
Didn't see a lot of wealth in electric cars.
There's more stray dogs there than there are cars in Puerto Rico. Along with the cost, range anxiety, the Biden administration said, is the reason people are not buying EVs. Range anxiety. That's not what it is. It's Democrat anxiety. And they don't work. They're not working. About half of the grant money, half of it will go to 36 community projects, including Native American tribes. I don't know where the science is about how Native American tribes use more electric vehicles than any other minority group or any other people in America. I haven't seen that information yet. $312 million will go to 11 highway corridors along roadways designated as alternative fuel corridors. Oh, my God, folks. This is what they've done to your country. Your country. You see why the current president is so far behind? He's not making the calls on all this stuff either.
No, he doesn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Montana is not a state that got a grant for EV chargers. This shows you what a bunch of dumbasses Democrats are. Montana is the fourth largest state in America.
True.
Fourth largest. One of the biggest states. Have they ever been between Beach, North Dakota and Billings? And there's not going to be charging stations incrementally along that.
No.
Rhode Island's getting them. Rhode Island's the size of Yellowstone County. They're getting electric charging stations all over up there. Not Montana. Red state. It's crazy. And we pay for all this, folks. Here's the thing. All of that stuff, all of these projects, all of that, you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying. They tax you and then hand your money to other people to use. They just steal it from you every month. They steal it. Big government and socialism meets poverty for you, me, and everyone else.
That's right.
This all has to be paid for.
They determine what kind of house you're going to live in, how much money you're going to be allowed to have.
God, it's runaway. So that's another one, see? The trend is turning. I think it's turning on all this stuff. Look at the sentiment in Montana for property taxes.
Oh,
that's turned. People have had it. Oh, by the way, I came up with another idea. I wish the government governor would come in here. I thought of another idea over the weekend for property taxes. You know, they have this special property tax commission they put together, and they have like 24 people on there, and they're going to try to brainstorm some new ideas about property taxes. Well, the best idea is get rid of them. That's number one, mm-hmm. but they won't do that.
No.
One of the ideas I had was when you hit 65 years of age in Montana, you're done paying property taxes if you've resided in your home for 20 years. 65 and older, most people are starting to retire. They have limited incomes, limited income sources, blah, 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 this and that. Some on Social Security. It should be the end of it. You've already paid for 40 years of your life on that home. It should be done. That's number one. Here's the other one I thought of. Number two. Property taxes should, the value of your property taxes should never change. They should always be based on your purchase price of your home.
Hear, hear.
Because.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
All of those evaluations where your home is worth more every year, every 5 years, every so year goes up and up. That is all unrealized cash if you live in your home.
Yet you still pay it every year.
But you're paying for, it's like you're receiving the value in cash because you can't pay it. You know what? You can't give the state of Montana a half a percent of your home every year. No, you got to give them cash.
Yeah.
It should stay the same as your purchase price because here is double taxation without representation. If you ever do sell your home, then you pay the state of Montana 6% of capital gains tax on that house that you just sold. So you're paying on the elevated value of your home over those years.
Right.
You bought a home for $300,000, you sell it for $500,000, and you finally get the check paid to the order of Mark D. Wilson, $500,000. Guess what? Then Mark pays 6% of a capital gains tax to the state of Montana on the increase of value. But here's what the bastards do. They double up on their taxes for you, folks. So over your lifetime, they increase the value of your home. You're paying more taxes on that value. And then when you finally do sell it and realize the cash, you're giving them another 6% on that increase of value of your home when you've already paid the tax on the increased value. That's double taxation. Eliminate that. Property taxes should always be based on your purchase price until you realize the cash and then you pay the 6% capital gains tax on it.
Couldn't agree more.
Come up with those ideas. I'm just a dumb farmer, but I think of this stuff all the time. Big government, folks. Big government is making us all poor.
Mm-hmm.
And until we wake up and realize it, and once again, I think the trend is turning. People are starting to realize government's too big, taxes are too high. These guys can just take and take and take from you. You work your ass off all day long. I think it's starting to turn a little bit. But they double tax you that way. They double tax you. And you know what? Where are all the big conservative Republicans at, folks? Or just conservative people? You could be a Democrat and be conservative. A lot of them were. I knew a lot of great conservative Democrats. That's a conservative way to approach taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We need some more of them in there. Fighting harder up there. Do this kind of stuff. And then cut your spending back. Way back. Way back. Way too big. Way too big. Government's way too big. But there's a couple ideas they could take up there to the meeting. Throw that around. You know, one thing this cold weather did, folks, and I think we talked about it one day here when right before that, is that it was going to wipe out a lot of the flu bug.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed there's not as many people sick now?
I talked to several people that were sick going into it. But since
35 below will kill those germs.
Mm-hmm.
And not as sick now. So that's good. AP story today. How to stay healthy during cold, flu, and COVID-19 season. What COVID-19 season? Thought it was around all year long. January can be the worst month. Can be. That means it cannot be either.
Mm-hmm.
Coughs, nasal congestion, fever. Keeping at bay means thorough hand washing, good ventilation, and wearing a mask in crowded areas. Once again, here's AP. Hey, who's this idiot? Carla Johnson, once again, using information that science has proved false.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 feet thing, false.
Came out last week. Fauci said it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was never really scientific. That just sort of appeared.
Unless you are wearing an N95 surgical mask, wasting your time. CDC said COVID-19 leading to hospital admissions. 25 states had high levels of respiratory illness in their hospital. You know what? That means 25 states did not have high levels.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Since October, 16 million cases, 180,000 hospitalizations, 11,000 deaths from flu. Now we're getting flu deaths again. During COVID, when they were injecting everybody and mandating that, there were no flu deaths in America.
And nobody's ever had to answer for that.
They were all COVID deaths. No flu deaths. Now we have 11,000 this year. And what's Joe Biden doing? Because all the other ones were Trump's fault. 400,000 were Trump's fault. 800,000 since Biden's president. And this guy's walking on water. Hand washing remains critical. Hand washing is critical for everything. Hand washing should be mandatory for the pizza ranch.
And you're not just talking employees.
That's right. Hand sanitizer, 60% alcohol. You got your hand sanitizer packed for the trip? Take some of that.
I haven't got my suitcase out yet, so I don't know what's left in there.
I wouldn't either. You know what, Mark?
Hold on, I got to talk to my dad here.
I wouldn't either. You know, hell. You got plenty of time. Well, for guys, it's no big.
It's different for guys.
Way different for us.
Different for guys.
You know, we don't have a sundress section. A shoe section, mm-hmm. You know, all that kind of. We get
to Mexico. I forgot underwear. Oh,
I'll be damned. I don't need to wear it down here anyway. Hand sanitizer, 60% alcohol. Wear a mask in crowded areas. See, that's all BS. Who are they carrying the torch for, Carla? You're stupid. United States, only 17% of people received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. See?
America's tired of it.
I'm telling you, things are trending the other way now.
No, I think you're right.
Those 60 and older may want to get an RSV vaccine recommended for pregnancy to prevent RSV in infants. My brother-in-law told me that all infants at one point or another are going to have RSV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you Biden administration, you people... You Democrats were all in line to close restaurants and recreational centers for adults. How come none of you then, at this point, I don't hear one liberal Democrat out there that wants to close a daycare center?
No.
Oh, you can't close daycare centers. You want to know where there is a plethora of germs and diseases spread? Daycare centers. And they bring them all home.
Think back to when your kid was in grade school.
But they won't close daycare centers. Why? That's more important to a liberal than their heart is a daycare center.
Yeah.
Because that's where the indoctrination starts anyway, especially the government-run ones. If you're sleep-deprived or dehydrated or experiencing a lot of stress, you can compromise your immune function. All three of those of which Mark are not. Sleep-deprived, dehydrated, or lots of stress. You don't need the vaccine. Not with those three.
Well, good.
Having young children is very demanding. Kids are going to get sick. If you do get sick, prompt testing can help determine whether you have COVID or influenza. That's another thing. People are getting sick. They don't want to go in and get tested.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to go and get tested. Because then what do? Then they put a chip underneath your neck. And they, like, in your freaking car and in your teeth. Hey, look what happened on our phones last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Hey, when I was sick a week and a half ago, I had that argument with somebody. Well, you got to go get tested. I said, and? Well, what if you have COVID? I said, then I'm going to feel exactly the way I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be another stat. I said, I'm not leaving the house.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, and what you had wasn't COVID.
Boy, that was not. That was flu, folks. Mm-hmm.
He didn't have COVID-19. He had flu 100. That means 100% of everything in his body came out during a rectal eclipse. That's all there is to it.
Well, that's a little more than I was going to go.
Well, I mean, you want the truth.
Well, you were there?
No, but you want the damn truth.
Good
at
guess.
This point of day. This is what we do. But, yep, the disease has kind of dropped here in our area. So... better environment for germs, warmer weather, that kind of stuff, you know, and just better environment for germs. maybe when you get home, maybe Cotty will have your bag packed for you anyway.
No, but I'm going to ask her for a ride to the airport.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Let's see here. Man arrested near Taylor Swift's townhouse.
David was his name.
Oh, yeah. You should read that one.
Why should I read it?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, you and Sheryl Crow.
It's different when you're invited by it.
Okay. Okay. What else here? New Surgeon General report out on vaping. Awful for kids. Awful. By the way, folks, you know there's more carcinogens in dope than there are cigarettes? Oh, yeah.
Huh. Funny you don't hear that in the ads.
Yeah, there is. You know, cigarettes are filtered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cigarettes got to have a filter on the end of them, unless you roll your own. But e-cigarettes. Kids are developing problems now. Lung problems, heart disease, according to Dr. Kelly Henning. 480,000 lose their lives every year still from cigarettes, but it's been falling. In the 1960s, 42% of Americans smoked. You know, it was just the thing to do. We didn't know then.
No.
People didn't know then, but they know now. It's just like going to the beach. People use sunscreen and things now. We know now. By 2022, folks, only 11% of Americans smoke cigarettes. That's quite a drop.
Yes, it is.
Only 11%. In 2014, folks, vaping and e-cigarettes surpassed regular cigarettes. And that was in 2014. And it's the tobacco of choice by youth, and it's illegal for them to use it.
Mm-hmm.
28% of all high schoolers were vaping by 2019. That's a huge number.
Sure is.
And the vaping companies put nicotine in it. They added the nicotine. Nicotine will get them hooked. Nicotine is what brings them back. They're not held accountable.
Mm-mm.
Regular smoking rate in high school is less than 2%. Less than 2 on regular cigarettes now. That's big news, but the vaping thing has taken over. Cigarettes were called the deadliest consumer product ever invented, as their smoke contains thousands of chemicals, 69 of which can cause cancer. The vape from e-cigarettes has been estimated to contain fewer chemicals and fewer carcinogens. Some toxic substances are present, show up in lower concentrations in an e-cigarette vapor than in cigarette smoke, but affecting lung function, all kinds of things. So vaping's a problem there, and it's illegal for kids. Illegal.
And how many kids do you see doing it, pulling out of the parking lot of schools?
Oh, yeah. If 28% of them are doing it, that's a lot. Here's another article. Wrong way driving incidents on I-90 are growing. That's another I had an idea for many years ago. They use them at every major rental car place now in America. Mm-hmm. One way driving strips.
Mm-hmm.
They did that so you couldn't steal the cars.
Right.
You could do the same thing on the exit ramps. Put, you know, a couple rows of the one-way driving strips. They go the other way, their tires blow.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. With Mark and I, how many times a year, Mark, do you think we see somebody going the wrong way down here on Montana Avenue?
Weekly.
The time.
And that's just, you know, you and I getting from the pickup to the lobby of the hotel. That's 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's it. We see somebody every week.
Yeah. Coming up Montana Avenue the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a perfect world, we wouldn't be on the air, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we'll get rolling here. One Line Monday coming up, 12 minutes after 6.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.